As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's killing for you.
Jimi Hendrix noise thing?
But that's not at Monterey.
Oh.
I couldn't find the live Monterey one. This would play better on the radio anyway.
Fair enough.
That's the wall of sound. It really does sound like there's, I don't know, six guys up there going crazy on their guitars, and it's just him. But he was like that.
Joe's nodding like I have no clue what John's talking about here.
I was thinking of I got to find the audio of the dude that... The guy from Police Academy that, did you ever hear the thing?
Oh, doesn't do Led Zeppelin?
When he did Led
it's
Zeppelin.
It's so awesome. I showed it to my wife. I saw it. Yeah. I was like, I showed Zeppelin.
Jeez, pull
what's
that guy's name?
His name is Michael something.
Yeah, Michael. He was so, everyone loved him. He was everyone's favorite
Winslow,
Police Academy
maybe
guy.
Michael Winslow?
Wait till you hear this, Sean. You're going to love, we're going to play this in about 5 minutes.
When I was
you're not going to believe
so
it.
It's so freaking awesome.
Police Academy was very risque. Like, mm-hmm. I was not supposed to be watching Police Academy. It's a rated R movie. Mm-hmm. But everyone watched Police Academy. And everyone's favorite police officer was that guy, Michael, whatever his name is. Because
Jones, I think, was the character's name, right?
I don't know. Maybe. Just in everything he did was magical because the sounds were so realistic. I totally thought they were cheating. Everyone totally thought that was like, that's special effects.
Right, not possible.
There's no way a man can make that sound with his mouth. They helped him out with, you know, behind the scenes. But then, like, you would see interviews with him and stuff.
Right.
And he really could do it.
Wait till you hear what we're about to play, John. It will blow your mind away. We'll get to that in a couple minutes.
This.
By the way, let me say a big thanks to the great people from Philly Pretzel Factory who dropped off a big old delicious grouping of pretzels, a big selection of pretzels for us today in honor of National Pretzel Day, which, by the way, is on Saturday. We celebrate here on draft day with a bunch of pretzels. Get yourself some pretzels for the draft
tonight,
by the way.
Oh, my goodness. They got the mustard. They got the cheese. They got the dessert. It's so perfect.
You guys know the deal. Get yourself a great pretzel or 10 or 100. Philly Pretzel Factory. By the way, you can stop by your local Philly Pretzel Factory on Saturday for a free pretzel while supplies last. So get yourself there. Thank you to Philly Pretzel Factory. We love celebrating National Pretzel Day. I love Philly Pretzel. Who doesn't? Come on. It's awesome. Get yourself to Philly Pretzel Factory for pretzels any day. Let's go to the phones. We'll get to this audio we're going to play for you coming up shortly is going to blow your mind away.
National Pretzel Day. There's like a national everything.
There is.
Day.
It's quite a...
Is there a national waffle? There's definitely
I am sure
national
there is. Yes.
There's a national everything. Truly everything except Joe DeCamera. National Joe DeCamera Day.
I thought you were going to say President's Day. Same idea.
Well, I was going to say July 4th. I mean...
I knew the general concept of what you were going to do.
I mean... Yeah. Do you think there will be a federal holiday to me someday?
Right? Is it your day, July 4th? No, I don't.
Do you think there will be a federal holiday to me someday?
If we're lucky, then no.
No.
No, if you're... Hold on, Devin. That's really rude. If you're lucky, I've done something great enough that there will be.
Okay, what would that be?
I don't know.
Okay.
Time will tell.
We'll see.
Wow, sounds like a great plan you've got.
I'm just insulted to Devin's anti-American.
What do we get out of this?
Anti-American.
You're anti-American because you don't want me to do something great for America.
Being called pro-American because we don't want to leave the country in your hands.
You will doom
you,
America.
I'm gonna solve. You ready for this one? I'll tell you, this might dissuade me from running. Who the hell wants to take on AI? How do you figure that one out?
That's a tough one.
It's going to be me versus the machine someday. 2060, the hammer versus the machines.
I'm sure that'll go well.
I'm just saying.
Didn't you say you weren't John Connor?
I'm not.
Confused.
But yeah. I would appoint those that would, you know, lead the army against the machines. It's got phones. All right. Ed and Ned.
You sound like you're so cut out for this job, doesn't he?
No, I did think I
would appoint those who lead the army.
I felt pretty good about the presidential machines thing until the AI issue. I was really thinking about this recently. I'm like, that would be a hard one. I don't know where to start with that
one. You don't want your name to be associated with the AI dysfunction that
may
come.
Oh, my Lord. All right. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Happy draft day, team.
Happy draft day, Ed.
You know it, pal.
Quote Jerry Jones, I don't have the patience to jack with the Phillies today.
That's a good call.
It's such a wonderful position to be in at 32. I mean, this is a position that the freaking Super Bowl champions are in, right? I mean,
that's because the Eagles won the Super Bowl, just in case people didn't remember.
That's right.
Let's freaking go. So I just think they have so much. The drafting for need is very much different than drafting for a relative need, right? Ross said earlier, like, you have guys with potential at positions of need that, you know, given the opportunity to coach them up or just a change of scenery, could be incredibly great value. So
no question.
It's an amazing luxury they have.
They do.
At 32.
Ed, let me switch gears for one sec, because there's something that's going to happen in the top 10 tonight that I think would not have happened without one of our own, and I think it's really cool. The running back, how do you say his name, Gentry?
Genty.
He's going to get picked in the top 10 and maybe the top 5 because of Saquon Barkley. Like, if Saquon didn't do what he did, and if Derrick Henry didn't do what he did.
And himself. Let's not take Genty out of this. He's like an all-time prospect, Joe.
You know what?
I
know what you're saying, yeah. But I actually think this guy's like Bijan. Like, he's one of those guys who, especially this year in this draft, I'm just telling you,
tell
like, everything we've heard is, like, he's one of the top 5 best players in this draft. Like,
I know,
period.
And he jumps over people and the whole deal.
I think Saquon helped him, but I think he's, like, look, Bijan was taken before Saquon.
No, that's true.
In the eighth pick in the draft.
Two years ago?
Yeah, in the eighth, and Jahmyr Gibbs went 12th. My point is, I think that was changing already. I think this guy would have gone top 10 no matter what the draft.
All right, fair enough.
But his cause is helped.
Absolutely,
Because what was the argument against Bijan? It was, well, you don't take a running back that high.
But they did.
Yeah.
So Bijan was the first guy in the top 10 since who?
I don't know.
Gurley?
I can't remember if Gurley was 10th or not. He was close to it.
Because there was like 5 or 6 or 7 years where, I mean, there was a couple years when was in the first round.
Saquon went second, obviously.
Well, that's
Saquon was after Gurley.
It was the second pick in the draft, yeah.
Because I think Gurley was maybe 17 and Saquon was 18, something like that.
When they were really that special, they would still be earmarked. But it was like there was just one, you know, and once upon a time, you would have multiple backs potentially first round.
Oh, you would go number one overall.
Yeah.
I mean, that was not uncommon at all.
Tijana Carter.
You'd have one in the first and then a flood after that.
Right.
It's like everyone was going to wait until second and third round to draft their back.
Wild. Ed, I'm sorry. We like really cut you off.
Yeah, sorry.
No, but you make a great point with Genty and there are other backs like Omari and Hampton teams are like, we need a guy who's 6 feet, 230, runs a 4.440 because that's what Saquon Barkley did. And I think that's kind of a dangerous connection to just go by height, weight, speed. I mean, they have to get it done, you know, on the field.
Got to play. Got to be able to play the game.
But Saquon's helped a lot of running backs draft stock this year.
All right, Ed, I need a notable last from you because the Eagles are picking last tonight. What's a notable last?
How about Michael Jordan?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shot of the bull against the Utah Jazz in the 98 finals.
Big answer right there.
A really good answer.
Yeah. It wasn't his last NBA shot, but it was his last bull shot. MJ last bull shot. That was something. Of course, stripped the ball right before that. And right before that, scored in 4 seconds off an inbounds pass, you know, because they were down three with about 35 seconds to go, something like that. And he got the quick two, the defensive strip, then the basket. That's a big-time answer right there, man. All right, a little life advice with the hammer, which is brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for a forklift, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material and handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, get yourself to MHSLift.com. You know what I got to remember to do more often? I just did it with Devin. Felt a little bad. It's a little rude.
It's okay.
The Earth to...
Oh, yeah, it's classic.
You know, like Earth to Rob Thompson. Don't say that! I mean, my God! That thing last night about, what was the line?
About Romano?
Yeah, it was like, that's just baseball type of line. That line you're talking about?
Yeah, that line. It was, what the hell was it?
Marte didn't even hit the ball that hard.
The randomness. You know?
Oh, the randomness of the game.
Yeah, love it.
Like, Earth to Rob Thompson, don't say that.
So when they start winning, do you think he's going to be like, that's just the randomness of the game?
That's good. Good point.
Great point.
Did the Eagles win the Super Bowl because of the randomness of the game?
Yes.
Come
40-6, random.
My God. All right. Life advice, James. What does someone need help with today?
All right. We're going to help Phil out. Phil says, hello, morning show.
Hello, Phil.
I'm in a relationship for the last 4 years.
Dumper!
and I don't feel the spark slash love like I used to.
Really? Oh, no. Really, Duncan?
I feel like I need to get out, but I also don't know how. I love her, but I don't know if I'm in love with her anymore, and I don't want to hurt her. She's a great person. But marriage comes up, and I don't know if this is what I want forever. I don't want to throw away a four-year relationship with a woman I love, but I'm worried the spark is gone forever. How do I handle this hammer?
Boy, that's brutal. God. By the way, I'm looking at our video here on YouTube. I wish the camera wasn't on James when he read that. Had it had been, you would have seen him going like this. I mean, John,
well, when I'm reading, especially because I'm trying to read off the screen,
you know,
here,
it's
so
just going,
it's a little easier.
I mean, Seltzer
like
was just, John, like, why this. Does he do this?
Why not, though? Like why that. Not? Why not? You can't
because
hear
it's
it,
weird.
But you can't hear it.
A little
so.
Bit you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, when you...
No, if I do that,
yeah,
I'm like,
you
oh,
do,
I rarely do that. I only do that when I'm fired up and I'm grabbing it like that. Why don't you touch the mic more? Move it around a little bit.
Right,
maybe
so what's
bring
the question?
It to where you need it.
The guy's in a long relationship, loves her, but isn't in love. Is that the basic
that's
premise?
That's what it seems like.
Question.
Did you pay attention to the question? You're too busy looking at yourself on YouTube.
No, I was too busy looking at you.
Uh-huh.
Look, here's what I'd say. You got a problem, man. You do have a problem.
You nailed it there.
No, look, you got a real... Look, that's a tough one, man. So,
this is why they come to you for advice.
I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? So he loves her a lot, but he's not in love
he
with her.
He cares about
well,
her.
Yeah.
So
and
the
I
question
think he's,
is,
but also, I think he's 4 years in. He's like, should I just give up on this? Like, I think it's a tough spot.
You got to remember, love changes. Is it appropriately changed? Can you still say you want to spend the rest of your life with this woman?
Yeah.
That is a huge commitment.
Well, I'll say this:
you have to be honest about
it. You do. John touched on something that is the ultimate key, in my opinion. You and only you can answer this question, sir. You have to assess: do you want to spend the rest of your life with her? Now, I hate to put it back on you because you're asking me, but I mean that is the advice I'll give you. Answer that question. Do you want to spend the rest of your life with her? If the answer is yes, stay with her. If the answer is no, don't.
But make the decision, because it's unfair to the woman to just, you know, you're not sure. Let me see what happens. Just
and
keep
not
going.
Not good for yourself.
Yeah, not good for yourself either.
Yeah. That's tough, man. We'll figure that out. And with that, life advice.
It's basically like, good luck, pal.
Good luck, buddy.
Sucks for you.
Life advice with the hammer. We'll hope you figure that out.
Earth to me.
That honestly could be the tagline for life advice with the hammer.
Earth to me. Have a better answer next
time. But to be fair,
nice job there.
4 years in, I do think probably
that's
most
funny.
People's relationships will have changed a lot.
Yes.
After 4 years. Yes. So maybe it's just normal. Maybe you're okay, but only you know.
Yeah, that's, oh man.
But be honest.
It's not, it's not going to feel like the honeymoon stage forever.
Yeah. You need to talk to her about it.
You need to examine
your feelings. How long do you guys think that typically lasts?
Honeymoon?
Like
the honeymoon thing?
No, like the lust thing.
I guess it depends.
How long is that? Seltzer? From your robust experience.
You start.
Well, I'm obsessed with my wife, and I always have been. So I'm
were
probably
you obsessed
the wrong
with others James. Before that?
So I've been with my wife so long. Like, we've been...
No, that
he's not answering
no,
the question.
No, I'm saying... No, so, like, my point is, like, I was so young. Like, I was... I've only had, like, one super long relationship prior to her.
First
I had
off,
other,
that
like,
was
small
a
ones.
Disgusting sound.
Yeah, I know. I swallowed, and it wasn't great. I'll pull it.
James, here's the question I'm asking you. You can duck it, or you can answer it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have anyone before that that you really loved?
Yeah, okay. I did.
This is an intrusive line of questioning,
but,
isn't
but
it?
Not, but what you realize when you're with that person, like, love lasts. Like,
did
the
she
point
dump
is, like,
you because it sounds like the one you made 30 seconds ago?
No. I dumped her for my wife. The point is that...
The
point is
that
put
he
the camera on Devin. She's really cracking up here. The camera's
years
not on
in,
her.
I'm still obsessed with my wife. That's what I'm trying to say. 16 years in, I'm still obsessed
right,
with my wife. So that's what I'm trying to say.
Are you as obsessed?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm obsessed with my wife.
Isn't it so much
she's the best.
Are you more obsessed with your
yeah,
wife?
Yeah, I think so. I love her more than I ever did.
Okay. Wow.
She's the best. My wife is the best.
But it has changed. His love has permutated into
all
lustier
love. All I was trying
love.
To find out is how long does lust last?
Well, lust
Devin,
lasts forever.
Devin, the extreme lust. How long does it last?
Oh, my God. I'm crying.
How lusty
right
are you?
I'm losing my
Someone
mind.
Someone put the camera on Devin. She's, like, tearing up right
the
now, and
line,
the camera's
the
still not on her.
The line of intrusive questioning is the noise James just made. Oh, my God.
Wow. It really hit you hard.
I know.
There,
I cry.
You're a mess over there.
I cry when I laugh really hard. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Do you ever like start laughing and you can't stop and then it gets worse and worse? And then
it's sobbing.
Keep the camera on her.
The tears are streaming down your cheeks right now.
I'm a laugh crier.
Wow. I mean, that's cool.
That's funny.
I'm going to get dehydrated. Make sure you rehydrate.
So, Devin, to follow up, are you still in lust? Is the question that we're wondering. Yes.
All right. Big day. Draft day. As I mentioned last segment, you know, Rob Thompson and the Phillies are being let off the hook a bit today because we're so focused on the draft. But I do want to play this audio of Rob Thompson after the game because this is a bad way to think, and it's certainly a bad way to talk. Obviously, as we know, the Phillies had a one-run lead going into the bottom of the 10th, and it's not unacceptable to have a tie game at the end of the 10th because, you know, guys start from second base. That's reasonable. But, you know, you give up two runs, you lose the game, and it's Romano again. Listen to what Rob Thompson said after the game about Romano.
It looked like the pitch from Romano to Alonso was a good one that he just gets out and gets a piece of it, and one to Marte is probably one he wants. You don't want it there, correct?
Well, I mean, Marte didn't hit the ball hard. So there you go, right? It's the randomness of the game. Whereas I thought the pitch to Alonso probably got too much of the play.
Too much. Okay.
Yeah, and he could barrel it.
Come on, the randomness of the game.
It's so annoying. He's like, well, there you go. Told you. It's like, shut up, man.
The randomness of the game. I mean, could you imagine a Packer goes over to Lombardi after play? You know what, coach? I hear you, but you got to remember the randomness of the game.
Yeah.
You know, Parcells, the randomness of the game.
That's what's hard. That is very difficult. For me,
and I'm a Rob Thompson guy, but come on.
But I am told repeatedly at the beginning of the year that I can't be too upset when, you know, during spring training, guys aren't looking a certain way because they're just trying something.
But John, this is 100 games they've been average. 100 games. 100 games.
No, this is going, back to last year,
last summer.
At this time.
Yes.
This swoon is not like a recent thing.
Right.
This team has fallen into I don't know if you can say it's a complacency. This team has fallen into like a pattern of the ups and downs that balance out right around 500 or even worse. And when you look at the collective talent assembled and the collective money that's being doled out, it just doesn't compute that assemblage of talent would mean 500 or less since last.
Well, that's what the dream. Spring. So I'll just say this. That's what the dream team was all those years ago, 15 years ago for the Eagles. The idea was, well, I have Nandi. He's great. Well, he wasn't.
Yeah. Great a team is a lot more than those individuals. And right now, the individuals are assembling to make the team worse. It's like a Voltron that doesn't. You remember Voltron? Like, you could assemble Voltron and it's like all these different
cats put it together into
a giant robot. Like, right now, your Voltron is broken. Like,
is that from He-Man?
No.
Dude.
But you
I don't know.
Like, you're missing Voltron.
Transformers?
Yes. You're missing Voltron's leg cat. Like, you got a busted up Voltron right now. And, like, one horn hanging off. Like, your Voltron desperately needs, like, to return to the shop and be magically recreated to include all of the tigers or animals or whatever make him up. Right now, we're an incomplete Voltron. We're not anywhere close to what we're supposed to be with everything that's going into it. And that includes Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper, you are a superstar who's given us, you know, like one out of four every night. Like, I need a little more. And that includes the leadership part. Get this team in gear. And that's Kyle Schwarber, too. We know you've been around the block, and you are awesome for it. And I'm amazed every time you swing the bat. But this team needs a little bit more. Like, you got to pick up even more slack than you've been picking up because we're not where we need to be. We haven't been for a year now. And you got to start not just seeking answers, finding different paths. Because something needs to change.
Listen, I agree with, I think, everything you said. There was a lot in there, but I think it was all really on point. One other thing before we get back to the call. So I think the most important person in Philadelphia sports is Howie Roseman. The good news coming out of what you just said, John, is it's Howie's day. It's Howie time. It's Howie season. And we'll see over the next 3 days who he drafts. I want to play some audio of Adam Schefter. This goes back about a week or so ago. Looking forward to not only this draft, but the next two with Howie, but also the impact of the next two as it could relate to tonight and tomorrow and Saturday with this draft. Here's Schefter.
Over the next two drafts, the Eagles are scheduled to have 20 draft picks. 20. They can't have 20 players make their roster. Their roster is too good and too deep to have all these picks make their roster. So on draft day this year, it would be just like the Eagles general manager, Howie Roseman, to package some of these picks either in this draft or next year's draft as well to move up the board if there were a player that he really wanted. And it would be just like him and that organization to trade some of these future picks for a veteran that a team knows it's not going to re-sign, that it knows it's moving on from.
All right, let me say something. Obviously, that's a real possibility. I mean, I think when all is said and done, they will probably package picks and move up more than they move down. With that said, let me tell you who the various mock drafts have the Eagles taking. Matt Miller from ESPN.com, his final. He's got the Eagles taking Kenneth Grant, the defensive tackle from Michigan. Todd McShay's got the Eagles taking Mason Taylor, the tight end from LSU. Peter Schrager, which is a little bit of a different type of mock draft. It's based on things he hears, less than he sort of how he would project them, but more of what he hears. He's got them taking
Kenneth Grant as a run stuffer. I don't think we're going run stuffer next to Jordan Davis.
Unless they don't believe in Jordan Davis. And he's the Jordan Davis replacement after 1 year. And then it makes
interesting to
then
think
it makes
of
sense
it that
for the 2 year.
That's a shame, though.
Yeah,
I know. We're just discarding him.
Could be.
Yeah.
Schrager's got them taking Maxwell Hairston, the cornerback from Kentucky. Daniel Jeremiah and Mel Kiper both have the Eagles taking Jahad Campbell, who some people think won't get to the Eagles, but maybe he does. We'll see. And then Elliot had something interesting on Twitter just a couple minutes ago. Elliot tweeted, the objective tonight for the Eagles is clear. Get Walter Nolan. Trade future picks. Trade picks in this year's draft. Trade players. Just make sure you end the night with Walter. Just make sure you end the night with Jalen Carter and Walter Nolan as your defensive duo for years to come. Let's go to the phones. Let's get to Derek right now in Paola. Derek, good morning.
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, this is probably like the least amount of calls you guys have ever put on for the show. It's a lot of guests today, huh?
Yeah, I feel bad about that because we love talking to the calls, but it happens sometimes.
Y'all usually pretty good with getting the most callers on you can.
Well, thanks. We're trying. I mean, there's also all.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This audio, there's a lot going on here.
The draft is at night. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen, real quick with the Eagles, man. I think the Eagles going to do some shaking up tonight, man. That's just my personal opinion. I wouldn't be surprised if they made like a big trade tonight, man. I don't know.
I'll be surprised if they make a big trade.
Why?
Yeah.
That's how he does.
Well, going from 32 to 26, I wouldn't call it a big trade. Big trade would be more than that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man.
A first round trade is pretty big.
No, but not if it's only a couple spots. If they go up to like 20, that's a big trade. Because you're giving up a lot more.
We're talking about when you're moving throughout the first round, you're talking about some serious assets just to, I mean, I don't even know what it would require to move up from 32 to 26, but
third rounder maybe.
Maybe
it requires less this year than past years if the players are all considered in a clump.
Maybe we net a TJ Wattish type of guy.
That would be a big trade.
That's an AJ Brown type of guy. That's really exciting to me because I know that they've been proven in the league and they can come in here and step in and be butt kickers right away.
Look, it is possible. Howie did it 3 years ago. I mean, it's totally possible.
Yeah.
Hey, before you cut me off though, look, with the Phillies as bad as they playing, right? Just imagine if one of them big guys get hurt, man. How much that has set them back?
Like, well, we sort of dodged the bullet with Sanchez.
That's what I'm saying. They're like one injury away from it really being a disaster.
Right.
Yeah.
We can also bounce back. They can also, and I know it doesn't feel
no,
like
you're
it.
Right,
it doesn't
John.
Feel likely.
You're right.
But maybe this team can still be good.
They went to the World Series the year they fired their manager. You know, like it's baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah,
randomness, right?
Yeah, I didn't like that line by James, but he's not wrong.
No, I don't mean it in the way of like any. I mean, like that you're not out this early.
There's tons of wild card teams.
There's a lot of baseball left, is what I should have
absolutely
said.
Derek, I need an answer from you. A notable last.
I had something else, but listening to James talk about his wife like that, man, I'm gonna go with that's a lasting love right there, man.
Oh, lasting love.
James understood the assignment with all questions thrown his way. I'll give him that.
Yeah, but here's I got to rip
that's
James.
How I feel, man.
Yeah,
you
but
know
I got
how I feel. You know I love my wife.
I got to rip James.
Good.
Because during that commercial break, he came in here and told me he didn't mean any of it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he was like, wink, wink.
He just says
I was like, wasn't that hilarious, guys?
Yeah.
Everyone bought it.
Public presentation. Yeah. He wants you to think he's a good guy. Mm. This seltzer dude, I don't know. Hey, Twitter poll question. No, he really does. And James and his wife together, they're great. My God. James, and I envy you, and don't get me wrong. I have a great relationship with Amy. So I don't mean this anything about me and her. Anybody that's that happy, and I'm extremely, extremely happy, but like there are so many people that aren't, and I always feel happy for people like you that
Thanks,
have that.
Thanks, man.
Because you really have that chance.
I feel so lucky. She's my best friend on the planet. I'd rather be with her than anyone else every second of every day.
That's awesome. I mean, that is how I feel about Amy. That is awesome. All right, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. John, poll question. Which position do you think the Eagles will take with their first pick in the draft? Do you think people are picking D-tackle, edge rusher, O-line, or safety?
I think people are picking D-tackle.
They're picking edge rusher. Hmm. 49% edge, 31% D-tackle. If they don't believe in Jordan Davis, that number could go up. I mean, the probability of it could. Offensive line and safety both get 10% of the vote. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time. Tom's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Tom's Yours.
I feel like as Philly sports fans, we're sitting alone at the bar, contemplating what's wrong with the world, and then a bright light walks in, walks up to us, puts our hand over our shoulders, and that person is Howie Roseman. Nail this first-round pick, Howie.
Let me ask you a question. James, I'm going to give you an odd Philadelphia sports question. Tell me which way you would vote.
Okay.
The randomness of whatever's going to happen in the rest of our lives in Philly sports, or this. The Eagles win the Super Bowl every single season, and the other three teams stink every single season.
I don't think I'd take it.
You won't take the Super Bowl.
That's so boring.
I think I'd want the randomness, and I think I want to win. My other teams win too. Like, yeah.
So I'm asking the question.
It's an interesting hypothetical.
I'll take it.
You can call this emotion if you want. Romano sucks. Turner sucks. Dombrowski sucks. Thompson sucks. We suck. Time's yours.
Oh, man. We don't suck.
Very measured
like
call.
That.
You cannot tell me that there is anything better than playoff hockey. Playoffs have been awesome, and it's only a weekend. I cannot wait until the Flyers get back and we have some good hockey back in this town because we need it.
Well, you cannot wait, but have to wait.
Every single year at this time.
It is great. The playoff hockey is great.
Speaking of laughs, at last, the Phils have gone to die.
I hate this song.
Their hitting approach.
Hate it.
The real song or this
Ed and James. I hate
and
the song.
Bullpen
the only person alive who doesn't like that song.
Right.
Gorgeous. No, song. I'm playing the Flyers goal horn again.
I hate that song.
I like that.
Oh.
I like Mark Zumoff.
Yes!
I like Allen Iverson.
We talking about practice.
Bobby Knight.
Get your head out of your ass.
Eddie James, no.
Not songs. Eddie James, that song, have you given that song a try?
And it's so boring.
Sounds like Frank. You're doing Frank right now.
Does. I'm done with this. Time's yours. Shut it down. At
the
last.
Time's yours line. Leave Joe and Tom a message of your thoughts, compliments,
hate that song.
I'm surprised. I've never heard anyone say they don't like that song.
All right. I'm going to say something I'll never say again. Ever. Because I'm a prep guy. Congratulations to LaSalle High School, College, or College High School, whichever you are. You're going to have a top five pick in the draft tonight. That's pretty cool. Listen, there's a lot of people that think, you know, this guy might be the best player in the draft. Might be. So that's a big accomplishment for, like, all jokes aside, great accomplishment for LaSalle. All the LaSalle grads enjoy it because to have a kid go in the top five, that is something. All right, what do we got here? We got to come up with a winning answer quickly for a notable last. Notice I buried that LaSalle thing, very end of the show.
Yeah, that was very clear.
I don't want people to hear that. Because I am, yeah.
Bad for the brand.
Prep pride. All right, notable last. So we got the last word. We got Seinfeld's last.
Last Supper was a big one.
Last Supper. Custer's last stand. Pistol Pete's last words before he died.
That was dark.
Michael Jordan's last shot with the Bulls. Lasting love. Probably the Last Supper, right?
I thought Last Supper was massive.
It was massive.
And it hadn't occurred to me either.
Yeah, the week the Pope died, it's got to be the Last Supper.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, congratulations. Sure. With the Last Supper, you have won Philly's tickets. All right. Hey, enjoy the draft tonight. Reminder, it's all kind of draft coverage here today, but the actual draft show, 6 to past midnight tonight on WIP. Enjoy it. Should be phenomenal coverage. We'll talk about it all tomorrow. Sorry to all the callers we didn't get to. We didn't get to a number of calls today. I wanted to. We'll try to get you on tomorrow. Draft coverage rolls on tomorrow, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.